with Eichen combining. Dave Smith.
Flick pass from Jason Smith. Finds Kevin Walters. Walters is into space. He's going to score. Kevin Walters. He scored the first try here in Origin 1. And he's put it down again in Origin 3.
Emery Lane, we always look after our regulars, Kevy, don't we? That was a great try, champion.
Oh, yeah. I keep playing that over and over. I've scored three tries at Origin in 20 games. So, yeah, they're few and far between. But I remember that one particularly because that was game three of the 98 series. And, yeah, a fair bit on the line. And I managed to get it over the line, which is a rarity for me.
Yeah.
So it was good times there, that's for sure.
Mate, important day for you today. No Corey Parker, no Matt Scott, no Greg Inglis. Jonathan Thurston, your star half, he's in a little bit of injury doubt. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, we're going to probably announce a squad today of 18 players. So obviously a lot of concern around Jonathan and his shoulder. I believe it's very unlikely that he'll play, but we'll give him the chance to prove his fitness throughout the week. You know, I think on the back of his 36 origins in a row, he probably has earned the right for that time to happen and that to happen. But also being mindful, you know, of other team members and whoever does come in, if he is deemed unfit, needs to get themselves mentally right and prepared well for what will be a big occasion in their lives.
Are you being honest? You really feel he won't play?
Well, I don't think he'll be fit enough with his shoulder. All the indicators are, but we'll give him every chance, you know, to prove his fitness. And John wants to do that. Obviously, he's desperate to play, but we've got to keep in mind that this is game one of a 3-game series. So, you know, I'd much rather have a fit Jonathan Thurston for games 2 or 3 and 3. Rather than just if he does get out there and sneak on for game one and re-injures it, that's probably some long-term damage could be done there, and he could miss the remainder games of the season. And also, we've got to be respectful of the Cowboys as well in their position that they're in. Obviously, he's their player, and we've got to be respectful of what their requirements of him as well.
Have you convinced Wayne Bennett that Anthony Milford should be in that 18?
Well, the Chocolates did a nice trick there, Slats, I reckon. The Caramello ones in particular with Wayne. Look, we're going to announce a squad of 18 today. Obviously, Anthony's, going to be possibly in that squad. And you'd like to think that Wayne would work in. I think Wayne will have the interest of Queensland at heart more so than his own individual club. He's always been that way. He's been a coach of Queensland. He's played for Queensland pre-origin. So he understands what it means to every young kid across the state to get that opportunity to possibly wear the maroon jumper. And I can't see Wayne sort of standing in his way. I think I don't think that's going to happen if that's the case. And we name Anthony, which we've spoken about several players that could fill that role, and he's certainly one of them.
Can he stop him from joining the squad?
Well, I guess he can legally, but we don't want to get down that track. I mean, we've had some conversation over the weekend, myself, and Wayne around this, and I think we can, if Anthony is the one selected, this afternoon at 1 o'clock when we announce our team, I'm sure that Wayne will be, extremely cooperative with us. I'd imagine so. That's what I'm thinking, but sometimes things can change, can't they?
Well, you're not overly convincing here with your last conversation with Wayne. Did he say no. He's going to let him go or not?
Yeah, if he's selected, he'll let him. I believe he'll let him go.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to stand in the way of, as I say, of that. But it's a tough one again for putting my clubland hat on for the clubs to release players when the Broncos are playing the Warriors over there. Through the Origin period next Saturday night, that game is so it's. Timing-wise, it just couldn't work out. It's a difficult one, but I'm sure we'll get the cooperation of the Broncos. We normally do. They've been a big participant in the Origin series and provided so many players for Queensland over the years, way back to Wally and Gene Miles, Greg Dowling, Greg Canestia, these sort of players in the early days to now. They continually provide players for this Origin side, and it's great for Queensland, and it's also very rewarding for the Broncos as well.
Billy Slater, mate, is he going to be there?
Well, that's the question on everyone's lips, isn't it? Look, it's been a tough decision that we've had to come down to. Obviously, we can't let you know here this morning on the show who our fullback will be, but look, it was just so tough deciding who to put where. And Billy, again, his form last night was extremely good. He's a very proud and passionate Queenslander, so no doubt, you know, it's a tough one for us. And Darius as well, with his form, you know, at the Broncos and then last year and for the Australian team, that's what's made it so difficult. Both of them in such great touch. So I guess we'll have to wait till 1 o'clock this afternoon, gents.
You just squeeze both in, surely, Kevy.
Well, we can, and we may do that as well. But the thing, if we do that, that means, you know, Valentine Holmes or Corey Oates or Dane Gagai, who was, you know, those two, last two in particular, were so good last year. Gagai got a hat-trick in game two and scored some of the greatest tries that we've seen from a Maroons winger. So, you know, and Darius has played on the wing for Queensland, no doubt about that, and scored some terrific tries outside of Greg Inglis, you know, playing on that left-hand side for Queensland. That was his channel for, you know, 20 of his, or 25 of his 26 games. He had three games last year in the fullback role. All his other games have been on the left wing for Queensland. So, yeah, that's been the dilemma for us, is trying to get the balance of the team right, and what's best, at the end of the day, what's best for this Queensland team, and that's been the dilemma. I can tell you it's been nothing but nightmares for myself and the selectors about what we do there. And, you know, it's a tough one.
All right. Mate, Nate Miles, bad knock on the knee. What's your intel there? Will he be there? He would love to be playing better himself. There's no doubt about that.
Well, actually, TK, I'm very happy with his form. I mean, that's, I think if you get the videotape out or whatever they use these days from this time last year, Nate's way in front of where he was, and he performed well in last year's series. So the knock on the knee isn't great. I've got to say, he's going to have some scans this morning in Sydney and just see where it is. Our belief is from the medical people at the Manly Club are telling us it is just like a bone bruise as such. So normally those things can, you know, take a little bit of time, but nothing there. Hopefully there's no structural damage there. And, you know, obviously if he's fit to go, given that Matt Scott, you know, is out already, we need some experience in that front row. That's where these games are won and lost. There's no hiding behind that fact. And, you know, Nate will be selected if his knee's appropriate, you know.
A few headaches for you, Kevy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all smooth sailing, is it?
No, well, I've got to say, boys, and people think, oh, the Queenslanders, look at them chucking off at this and that. But this last year, thing, the jigsaw sort of fell into place player-wise. I mean, we lost Billy Slater. We lost Will Chambers as well before the series had started. So there was two that were gone, and Justin Hodges had retired from the previous year. So the jigsaw sort of fell into place. But this year it's been much, much, much more difficult to find the balance of the team as such. And have we got it right? Well, we're not going to find that out until the 31st of May. But hopefully, you know, we can get it right and we will get it right. And then it'll be May 31, Origin 1, and all will be told on that evening, I suppose.
Yeah, something a little separate, Kevy. I heard it on the news last night. I don't know that it'll ever come into fruition, but they're going or talking about a radical change to the NRL to try and stamp out this bad behaviour that is not good, and we talk about it far too often, and rewarding clubs, you know, like 400K if a club is squeaky clean for the season, and obviously there's the opposite of that if it's not, but we're not sure about that.
Nah, look, rewarding someone for good behaviour, I mean, I don't know if I can, again, it's not any of my business. Well, it is, because I love the game of rugby league, but I'm not sure if that's going to, you know, stop someone from misbehaving. There's always going to be incidents. We're never going to stop the misbehaviour. We're never going to stop the social drugs, I believe. It's just a fact of society, and we got to continue to work hard to, you know, eliminate what we can, but it's still going to be a factor. Yeah. And, you know, there are some clubs out there that, you know, are squeaky clean, and we've always had high praise of the Melbourne Storm on their behaviour issues. And, you know, lo and behold, a couple of weeks ago, they get themselves in a bit of strife. So it's one of those things. You know, I don't know what the solution is, boys, and you boys probably, I don't know if you guys have got a solution as well around it, but I'm not sure if rewarding good behaviour is the answer. What do you guys think?
Yeah, keep the $400,000 you kick. I mean, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd rather that 400,000 go to, out west or, one of the somewhere in New South Wales to a junior league or a senior league that's struggling a bit. Buy them some footballs and some pads and some boots and some shout them there. Laurie Daly actually came up with a great idea, and he does it for his junior club. It's free to play rugby league at his junior club in North Sydney, I think, somewhere around that area.
Yeah, where, Brothers. Sure that, Brothers in North Sydney, yeah.
Yeah, so the club raised money, and it's free for the kids to play rugby league. Now, to me, that just makes sense. I mean, it's bloody expensive for... we're getting off the track a bit here on things, but it is expensive. All my kids have played rugby league, and it's $500-$600, by the time you register them, get some boots, a pair of shorts and the mouth guard and everything. The cost can... climb, and we want to make sure that rugby league is available to all kids, not just kids that have got enough money in their pocket to be able to play the game.
You're winning. You pay more winning bonuses than I do, mate. Hey, Kevin, just a quick one, mate, before we let you go. Greg Inglis, does he come, have you had a chat with him? Does he come into camp? Do you have any expectations there?
No, well, we did have some plans around Greg assisting us this year in a coaching capacity or a mentoring role as such, but given the circumstances that he's found himself in, Greg, we'll give Greg the space that he needs. The door is open for Greg to come into camp if he wants. I know that, his presence around the group over his past 30 origins has been magnificent, and he's a bit like, in my day when I was playing, you look in the corner out of your eye and you see Mel Meninga and Wally Lewis there, like two pretty much in very much, their stature and the way they carry themselves around the dressing room it just gives you confidence. And Greg was that type of player as well at origin level and I didn't play with him, but I was just watching him, around the dressing room on the coaching staff. It's a bloody good feeling knowing that he's going to run out for you and impose himself on the opposition. So just having him around would have been a big bonus, I think, for all of the team, all the squad members, given that we've lost so many experienced players. But I guess that's up to Greg now and where he's at physically and mentally. And hopefully we'll get some insight into him, over the next 10 days leading into Origin. I'm sure it'll be, don't know anything about mental health care or I've got no professional background around it. But I just know that if he did come into the group and surround himself with those guys, I think it'd be pretty uplifting for him and also the group as well.
Yeah, we wish him well. I agree with you there, Kevin. We thank you, mate, and we look forward to seeing your squad this afternoon.
Yeah, I look forward to it too. Thanks.
Well done, Kevin Walters.